RNZ National, Friday afternoon means time for Critter of the Week. And coming back for 2023, Year 8, Nicola Tookie from Forest and Bird. Hello there.
Kia ora. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Just trying to work out, you know, what sort of gossip we could catch up on since we chatted last. And I think the best way for me to do that is to go to my iNaturalist app and look at some of the things I took photos of over the summer.
Oh, actually, what great idea, because we did the same, and we found some amazing stuff at a mate's place up in Kaikoura, which we've talked about before. I just jumped in on you, didn't I?
No, that's all good. No.
Tunnel web spider. So we were helping some mates move some rocks out the front of their crib. We were like, wow, great holiday. Come and stay with you guys and move rocks around.
Yeah, it sounds like a holiday at my dad's place. Hey guys, welcome along. Here's a list of things we're going to achieve while you're here.
Yeah, that's right. And man, the size of those spiders was
really
just phenomenal. Man, like, and then I kind of remembered, because we put them all over iNaturalist, and then we also found the large brown vagrant spider in the rocks as well. So we're all having a ball. Not so much my mates, who are not big fans of spiders. So I wasn't so enthusiastic about moving the rocks, but they happily made me a spider wrangler.
Yeah. Well, I've told you before, the thing I'm proudest of is that my four children, even the youngest ones, are like, Dad, cool, look, come, I found a spider. You know,
yeah.
I've like totally made it an exciting thing rather than a freak out thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did that. We did a bit of iNaturalist. I mean, they did sort of quietly say to me afterwards, look, if you went here, we would have just sprayed the heck out of those.
Yeah. That's what my wife says. You have 30 seconds to get this spider photographed and then out of the house.
Or it's toast. Yeah, so that was really cool. I was a bit surprised about the size of the tunnel web spider. And when I looked up Critter of the Week when we talked about it, one of the fun facts about it is that Peter Jackson used it as his inspiration for Shelob.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Is it endemic? Right, so. Yes, yeah. Related to the funnel web spider, but not so bitey.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just looking on my list here. I saw a nursery web spider. I saw a black-headed jumping spider. That was cool. A green orb web spider, which is a good endemic New Zealand spider.
Nice.
And then Felix found a false katipo. You come across them before?
No, I'm aware of them. I don't know that I've seen one, though. Oh, they're well done, Felix. That's cool.
Yeah, they almost look like a kind of a Spider-Man superhero spider. They got some really cool white markings on their back, and they're shiny, almost red. Oh, we're so lucky to have that app, eh?
Oh, it's so cool. In fact, I didn't make any New Year's resolutions this year because I sent you a photo. We had a bit of an adventure with young Hunter just after Christmas, so I was like, can't be bothered doing the resolutions. He's fine now, by the way, but you know, lots of people like to take helicopter rides. I wouldn't say joining Hunter in the Westpac rescue helicopter was my favorite helicopter ride, but
so
I was very grateful.
Really sorry to hear that. But I'm really glad he's well. He came off his bike and had a bit of a nasty fall, didn't he?
He did. So no, he's absolutely fine now. He looks like he's had a fight with a bread knife in a back alley somewhere. But he kept saying to me, even in hospital, he was like, wow, I'm going to have a story to tell when I get back to school.
Yep.
Like, yeah, you are, mate.
Yep.
Anyway, so no New Year's resolutions, but I suppose one thing I did think was I'm absolutely going to commit to using iNaturalist more, because it's so interesting, isn't it, when
great.
You start
really,
to get into it.
Really great. Hey, but I don't have any three-lined hoverflies in my list. This is a cool little critter, and again, it's got a bit of a superhero, maybe like a sports team theme. Looks like it's wearing the colours of a particular English Premier League team.
Yeah, it does a little bit. Yeah, I was thinking that too. And rightly so, because it is a bit of an athlete. Hoverflies are the ones. So this is the three-lined hoverfly, or Ngaro Tara.
Yes, this week's critter of the week. I didn't really introduce that properly. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, not spiders, but the three-lined hoverfly, Helophilus cylindricus. What I love about hoverflies. So, if you're trying to work out what a hoverfly is, they're the ones that are the really fast flyers with really big eyes. And they might look like a bee or a wasp, but they're not. On warm, sunny days, like we have here in beautiful North Canterbury today, it's very warm and sunny. They're the ones that you see maybe hovering, and they almost look like they're statue still in the air in front of a flower. And then, like at the drop of a hat, they'll do a 180 degree turn. So they are able to make complete somersaults in 1/100th of a second. So they
What?
deserve their sportsman jerseys.
Yeah.
So they are about 6,000 species worldwide, and at least 40 are found here in New Zealand as endemic species.
Goodness.
The thing about these flies, which makes them a perfect candidate for a new year of Critter of the Weeks, is I don't know. I know certainly a lot of people over the last nearly 8 years, 7 years or so, have come up to me and asked me to talk about the rat-tailed maggot. The maggots of these flies live in gross water, any water that's full of like rotting plants or rotting animals or poo. And the maggots are called rat-tailed maggots, and they
So
are
disgusting.
so like they're a little bit, as soon as you see one, you just do that little like vomit in your mouth, but so they are just like a blob with it like a rat tail, which isn't actually their tail. It's their breathing apparatus, so it's like a snorkel that sticks out.
So they're really a rat snorkeled maggot.
They are a rat snorkel maggot that's sort of breathing out of its bum. I don't really know. And the snorkel is so they can breathe while they're living in the most disgusting habitat you could sort of
Oh
dream
my
up, you know,
gosh, yeah.
oxygen depleted sewage ponds and just cesspools in general. And not to put the heebie-jeebies up here, up New Zealand listeners, so early in the year, but they are occasionally found in toilets.
Ugh.
They are okay, so sometimes called mousies, and if you look at a photo of a rat-tail maggot, you can see why, and can be sold commercially as fishing bait. So while all of that sounds just absolutely repulsive to us, it does actually mean that they have adapted to live in these really harsh environments that nothing else either can or wants to live in. And then when they are fully grown, they wriggle out of the water, and then they sort of make a little chamber in the earth, and then that's when they kind of pupate and turn into the hoverfly, which is, you know, the adult version of this. So I've never seen a rat-tailed maggot. Friends of mine have, because, you know, I'm sure you get the same thing, Jesse. I will get photos from time to time, just like, what is this? Tell me, why does it exist? Yeah.
Well, I don't get so many of those, and I think it's because people know that I just get all my information off you, so they probably go directly to the source.
They are so hoverflies are kind of I think they're nice. Before we got honeybees introduced into New Zealand, hoverflies were probably the most or some of the most important pollinators of our native
Oh,
plants,
yeah.
and they particularly like white and yellow flowers, which is, you know, happily most of New Zealand's flowering plants are white or yellow flowers. I think one of the other things that's interesting about hoverflies is that they love coriander, which is a very polarizing sort of an herb.
Yeah, isn't that in and that wouldn't be native at all, would it?
No, there must be something about it that
Yeah.
makes them love it. I don't know. You know, there's the coriander debate will go on forever, and it's genetic, isn't it?
It
Whether
is,
you
yeah.
have, yeah, I don't
Like
mind it. I like
asparagus
coriander.
wee.
What's that?
Like asparagus wee. That's genetic too.
Well, oh, really?
That's
So if
genetic in two different ways. You both need to have the wee that smells different after eating asparagus, and you need to have the nose nasal senses that can pick up the different smell.
Interesting. Okay, well, there you go. That's see, you are also a veritable font of information for
I'm more of
future pub
the
quizzes.
pub quiz variety. Yeah, you're more like
Yeah.
the proper science.
The other thing that I like about them, so this one, obviously, the name gives it away, three-lined hoverfly. So on its thorax, it has these three lines, kind of, if you like, vertically down its back. And scientists think this probably is an example of Batesian mimicry. And Batesian mimicry is where animals kind of evolved to look like scarier animals. So lots of sort of insects develop sort of black and yellow stripes to make themselves look a bit, stauncher, like a wasp or something like that, which, makes them more dangerous and probably makes their life a little bit safer, which is interesting. Actually, as an aside, one of my team was cutting his hedge this week and accidentally cut through a wasp nest by the sounds of it and got nine wasp stings and had a very bad reaction to it. So look out.
It really is the season, isn't it? I wonder if wasps might be in shorter supply because of all the wet weather. I've been struck by the number of bumblebees in our garden. It's making me so happy. They love the purple oregano flowers and also seem to be really enjoying the pumpkin flowers too. But there's just, maybe a dozen of them each morning out there.
That's nice. And actually, there's a good little description here. Bumblebees, I think we might have talked about this before, but they need to get to a certain temperature before they can actually get up off the ground.
Really? Yeah, no.
So, because they are like the jumbo jets of the insect world, whereas hoverflies don't need to do that at all. They are more like one of those jets in the 80s that would just, just take straight up off into the air. Like military, they're just like a jump start kind of.
Yeah, off the aircraft carriers, hey?
Yeah. So the hoverfly is that. I'm going to get in trouble for that. I'm a pilot's daughter and I can't remember the name of that jet. Oh, well, someone will write in. And even though, so that, again, we might, look around the garden and see hoverflies and think that they're, basically inconsequential. The reality is that they are of enormous strategic importance, particularly around their role as pollinators. And I think I've said it before, like something like 75% of all the world's plant-based food is pollinated by animals. So we need these guys in order to fill our bellies. And also the rat-tailed maggots help break organic matter down. So they're eating that decaying plant and animal matter in ponds and other water bodies and providing a really important role in cycling those nutrients as well.
Yeah, they're doing it so you don't have to. Could I press you now to rate the attractiveness of the three-lined hoverfly on a scale of 1 to 10?
I mean, I'm going to have to, because of the adult and larvae form, I'm going to have to meet somewhere in the middle because the adult's quite impressive. It could be an 8. The larvae is disgusting and is at least a 2. So, I don't know, where does that put me? Somewhere. It's somewhere in between. Let's give it a 5.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that if you had forgotten about Bug of the Year 2023, this is probably one of the only bugs in Bug of the Year that we haven't previously featured on Critter of the Week. Okay. So if you haven't voted yet, you might have felt that this is the critter for you. So get voting.
Is voting still open on Bug of the Year? That feels like it's been going on for months.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I'm pretty sure it is. Okay. It has been going on for a very long time. Yeah. They really need to, tie a bow on that one.
Right, nice one. Have a great weekend, Nicola. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks, Jesse. You too.
You can see the three-lined hoverfly for yourself on our website. Time for Wallace Chapman and the panel.